If your hope has been shaken by politics, culture, or the chaos in Washington State, this devotional is for you. Discover the God of hope who fills you with real joy and unshakable peace, not from parties or power, but from Jesus Christ himself. Listen in and learn how to crucify the flesh, walk by the Spirit, and become a bright, hopeful presence in a fearful world. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are having a great time diving into God's Word. We are in a study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 15 and we're not really wrapping it up. We still have another chapter or two to go here, but we're getting closer. So if you're enjoying this series, Strength for Unity, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. We will have a great time sharing God's word with each other. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us get the word of God out so that we change the public square one heart at a time. So today's devotion is joy, peace, and power. The God of hope fills believers with joy and peace as they trust him, so they overflow with hope by the Spirit's power. Am I living like someone filled with joy, peace, and Spirit-powered hope today? So let's read Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says this, "Now may the God of hope," have you ever thought about that? It's not just hope in general, like I hope something happens, like happenstance, but it truly is the God of hope fill you with all joy. Do you think of God being the God of hope, the God who is going to rescue us, the God who's going to deliver us, the God who is going to bring peace into our life, the God that fills us with all joy and peace in believing who? Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So God is a God of hope, and what does he do? He fills you with all joy. Today is going to be a day that you are filled with all the joy that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you will abound in the peace of God. Wow. Do you think our culture needs that today? Joy and peace. I truly believe that God wants to do something amazing in our hearts and our minds today to change us from the inside. But we have to make sure that our hope is built on the right foundation, that our hope is not built on our culture. Our hope is not built on our next sense of entitlement or pleasure, but our hope is truly built on Jesus Christ. I love this. May the God of hope fill you with all joy. This God has a source of hope, and this is where I believe that we have a hidden hope in Washington State. It's in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so turning to him, the author and the perfecter of our faith, and saying, Lord, fill me with hope today. Our hope is not in an elected official. Our hope is not in a political party. Our hope is not in power. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And it says this, and fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Do we believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead, giving life to our mortal bodies? Yes. And he is going to move on us in power and strength. So I hope that today is a day that you experience God's hope. Let's go over to Philippians chapter 4. And let's look at verses, we'll start here in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let's start by doing that. Can we just say, thank you, Jesus, that you have resurrected from the dead. Thank you, Jesus, that you have delivered me from my sin. Thank you, Lord, when I stumble, when I fall, when I do the wrong thing, even willful disobedience. God, thank you that you are a God that draws me back and brings me to a place of repentance. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. I rejoice in you. Let your gentle spirit be known to all. The Lord is near. God, you are near me today. God, you have filled, hope is near me today. Why? Because Jesus is near me. The Lord is near me. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Today is a day that you are going to have the opportunity to let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Today, you are going to experience God's peace, which surpasses all comprehension, and it's going to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I love this, that God is the God of truth. God is the God of righteousness. God is the God of nearness. God is the God of hope. He's with us each and every day. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, what's the truth? Jesus. Whatever is honorable, Jesus. Whatever is right, whatever is pure, Jesus. Whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute. If there's any excellence and if there's anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. You know, whenever I get myself in trouble, when I either walk in, I stumble over sin or I walk in willful disobedience, it's because I stop dwelling on the things of God. And I need God. Well, it's really not God's issue. I need my heart to turn back to God and cleanse me from all my idolatry, my filthiness, from all that God has for me. The things you've learned and received and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Notice that the Lord is near, the Lord is with you, and it is the Lord of hope. Today is a day of hope. And so I want to encourage you, our hope is not in a political system. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. All right, one more scripture, and then we'll be done for today. Let's go over to Galatians, and we are going to look at, let me see, we're here at 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Look at this. I love this. Gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh. You want to have hope today? Crucify your flesh. Crucify the desire for pleasure. Crucify the desire for power, for whatever. Crucify your flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. So today we can walk in the Spirit of God, in the spirit of hope, thinking about what God wants to do in our hearts and our minds today. And so to think about God being with you, he's near you. The God of hope is standing near you. You're not, what's that, Chicken Little, where the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. No, you are a person of hope. So let me ask you a couple application questions. Where is unbelief robbing you of joy and peace in this season of life? When you look at Washington State, and you're thinking, man, my lack of belief in God's ability to turn this state around, where is it robbing my joy and my peace in this season of life? How can you practically trust God today in a specific situation of uncertainty? How can you practically trust God today in a specific situation of uncertainty? And who in your life needs to see a bright, Spirit-given hope through your words and demeanor? So, turning to the living God, turning and saying, God, I need you. God, you are a God of hope. Let's do that today. Heavenly Father, would you fill our hearts with the hope of Jesus Christ today? Lord, you are near us. You go before us. You give us peace in our life today. And we thank you for that, God. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, we thank you that you love us so amazingly. God, we thank you for who you are. God, you are a righteous God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.